Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to HIL Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Rangnekar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to HIL Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call for investors and analysts. Today we have with us Mr. Dhiruv Roy Chaudhary, Managing Director and CEO of the company, Mr. Saikat Mukhopadhyay, CFO, Mr. Ajay Kapadia, Vice President, Finance and Accounts. We will first have Mr. Dhiruv Roy Chaudhary making the opening comments, and he would be followed by Mr. Mukhopadhyay, who will bring out financial perspectives. Before we begin, I wish to state that some of the statements made on today's call could be forward-looking in nature, and details in this regard are available in the earnings presentation, which has been shared with you and is also available on the company's website. I shall now call upon Mr. Roy Chaudhary to present his views. Over to you, Dhiruv.
Thank you, Siddharth. Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to HIL's Quarter 1 FY23 earnings call. Thank you for taking the time to join us today, and I sincerely hope that all of you are doing well. Before I share my views on the business performance, it gives me great pleasure to welcome Mr. Saikat Mukhopadhyay, our new CFO, to the One HIL family. Coming to the business results, I'm pleased to share that we started the financial year by delivering a healthy double-digit revenue growth. Our performance during the quarter reflects HIL's agility, nimbleness, and boldness. During the quarter, we continued to face inflationary pressures in most of our business segments. These ripples were caused by the persistent inflation in key raw material costs, high sea rates, and the ongoing geopolitical scenario in Europe. Let me now take you through the individual performances of each of our business segments. The roofing solution business continues to deliver strong results in terms of volume and pricing. This was primarily driven by our team's efforts using digital connect and last mile reach, our robust brand image, superior product offering, and a deeper distribution reach. Due to our impeccable planning, operational efficiencies, market reach using BI tools, and execution at the ground level, we could improve market share in first quarter. As I have alluded in my previous calls, our teams have been relentlessly working to plan for alternative raw materials and recipes in response to the ongoing inflation. The continuous cost optimization initiatives undertaken by our teams, together with effective use of IoT 4.0, EPM, and Six Sigma implementation in most of our plants, helped in reducing the impact of ongoing volatility and limited the impact on profitability margins. Our green Tramina coating product continues to garner interest in the market, delivering superior volumes during the quarter. Overall, we remain confident of maintaining our position as the market leaders in roofing segment, and as supply bottlenecks for some of the key raw materials and inflation eases, we will come back to our profitability while maintaining our growth trajectory in this business. Coming to building solutions business, our meticulous planning and strategic execution over the last year or so has helped us deliver the highest ever revenue and profitability during the quarter. We have now been able to penetrate the tier 4, tier 3 cities and cherry pick our orders proactively. We are widening our reach in the eastern region by acquiring the block facility near Qatar, developing new facilities for panels and boards in Orissa, and further enhancing capabilities and capacities of our existing plants by using digital efficiencies and automation. Our plants are 100% utilized and the new acquisition of PathBuild Innorisk will immediately help us to profitably ramp up this business in Eastern geography, where we see a huge demand potential. The teams have streamlined their efforts on tightening the terms of trade in the channel, and as a result, we are expected to deliver profitability on a sustained basis in this business going forward. Moving on to Polymer segment, the segment has been consistently delivering high growth rates driven by the manifold increase of our reach and SKUs on offer. Our aspirations for the piping business remain very high, and we continue to witness healthy utilization across all our plants. However, a sharp fall in PVC resin price by almost 20% or more from the mid-quarter onwards impacted near-term sales due to channel destocking and inventory losses, which has resulted into negative margins in pipes and fitting business in the last quarter. We are also witnessing a similar trend in current quarter, which will further put high pressure on our margins in this segment in quarter two. However, we are confident that this business will jump back profitably from quarter three, and we will continue to focus on expanding our business and product portfolio in this segment. Our aim to get this business up to 1,000 crore remains intact. Coming to our flooring solutions business, Europe continues to face high headwinds owing to the geopolitical situation, where all flooring companies, including Paragon, were posed with a steep scarcity of raw material and doubling of raw material costs over the last few quarters. Our teams have taken determined efforts towards augmenting long-term supply contracts with key dependable raw material suppliers and innovating alternative products during the months, which have all supported towards partially offsetting the impact of huge costs adversely and restricted demand. The ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine has created an inflationary pressure in all European countries, which has thrown open a new challenge for us in the way of negative consumer sentiment. The EU market continues to face gas and energy crisis, and market sentiment continues to be weak, driven by fears of recession on the back of high inflation. Our attempts of scaling up the business outside of Germany, Austrian, our home market continues. I am pleased to share that we have been successful in doing so and have crafted a strong brand image in the European market. Spain and UK have continued to show better growth. Looking at the future growth profile in UK, we have incorporated a new legal entity in UK while planning for further global expansion are still on the table. Our joint venture in China has also recorded a modest revenue growth, and we remain hopeful that things will be post the pandemic situation in China fizzles out. Quarter two will remain challenging as is normal during summer in Europe, but we are confident to come back to our profitable growth as the current transitional conditions ease. HI continues to remain a people's organization, and once again for the fourth consecutive year, Great Place to Work have certified us, and we have been rated the best company in cement and building materials in India. Our business achievements are backed by the sterling contribution of our team. Growth, profitability and cash remains intact as we navigate through these tough times. Your commitment to deliver your company towards a 1 billion one-stop building solutions provider by 2026. On that note, I would like to invite CFO Michael to give a more granular view on the financial performance during the quarter, and would happily come back to answer your questions thereafter. Over to you, Michael.
Thank you, Dhruv. Very good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call today. I'd like to take you all to the financial and operating highlights of the business during Q1 FY23. The ongoing geopolitical tensions and the consequent headwinds affected the financial performance during the quarter. It is noteworthy that all our teams strove hard to offset this effect, and these initiatives helped in delivering better than expected growth and margin. We recorded consolidated revenue of 1,085 crores during the quarter, growing by approximately 10% as compared to 984 crores in Q1 FY22. EBITDA for the quarter degrew by 21% on a year-on-year basis, coming to 137 crores with margins at 12%. PAT for the quarter stood at 87 crores. In Q1, the roofing solution business grew by 10% year-on-year, coming to 453 crores as compared to rupees 412 crores in the corresponding previous quarter last year. We continue to have a higher market share in the roofing business, and this revenue growth is a testimony of that. The building solutions business grew by 49% year-on-year and 8% quarter-on-quarter during Q1 FY23, coming at 124 crores. We have been able to recover the impact of high inflation in raw material prices in this segment by strategic pricing and cost rationalization mechanisms. Polymer solution business grew by 31% year-on-year to 141 crores in Q1 FY23. It is our endeavor to cross the 1500 crore revenue mark in the next 3 to 4 years, which will be driven by the introduction of new SKUs, increasing volume and prudent pricing, and obviously inorganic strategic initiatives. The flooring solutions, that is Parador business, degrew by 4% year-on-year and stood at 365 crores during the quarter under review. We continue to adapt to the current conditions and are focused on growing into Europe as well as globally. It is our constant effort to keep the cash-focused approach in the business, which has supported once again to maintain a healthy balance sheet for us. We have successfully reduced the debt by 35 crores during the quarter, and once again, you will be happy to note we have become interest-free, debt-free as far as India business is concerned. The debt at consolidated level stands at 253 crores, and the total debt equity ratio is at 0.20. With this, I would like to conclude my opening remarks. I request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Vedic Sarkar from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Mr. Chaudhary, good morning and congratulations on a strong quarter given the constraints of inflation around us. A couple of questions and in interest of time, I'll lay them all together. First up, on roofing, Mr. Chaudhary, there was an indication that roofing volume might have been a tad deficit towards the end of May and June. Just wanted your comments on how we performed on the volume front and given 1 month into Q2, how does the current quarter look like cost-wise and margin-wise? There were issues around high container transportation costs in Q4 and heading into Q1 as well. So any insight there would help. And secondly, in Parador, it was expected that our sourcing of SDF would probably come back by Q2. Any outlook on how the supply chain there is looking and is inflation in power costs in Germany? Should we see a headwind and economies and profitability? I'm sorry, I missed it. Did you mean we'll return to profitability in Parador in Q2 or was it Q3? Thank you.
Mr. Sarkar, many thanks. Your good words makes a lot of meaning to me and my team. Situations are very difficult, but your team is fully on the job, and I can assure you that. Coming to roofing and your questions on quantity, I think that was your first question in quarter one. I think we did extremely well in quarter one on roofing in quantity. We have gained market share close to about 1% over last first quarter as well. And this consistent quantity drive down to the level has really worked well. Our materials were got at the place through dealer mechanisms that we could have managed, therefore stocking before even the season started, and thereafter working through throughout the season was impeccable. Yes, you're right, May and June, or rather I would say towards the end of May and June, did see a reflection of slowing down in the market, and sadly for some of our competition, they started becoming panicked because they had not gained the quantity they wanted in April itself, and therefore there was a madness, I would say, in trying to gather speed. And for the first time in my 5.5 years with this company, I've seen prices getting lowered in June, NSRs getting lowered, which was absolutely not required. And I think I would not be able to comment how they would maintain themselves through rising cost issues. But that's their decision. I think we hosted a very healthy volume of in excess of 375,000 metric tons in quarter one, which I would say was phenomenal. Quarter two has started, and it has started again with the same rules of material costs. The kind of costs that we get along with the sea freights are exorbitantly higher to last year at the same time. Cement is lowering a little bit, but it's still not anywhere comparable to last year. And fly ash would be another critical element that we would face and already facing in quarter two. So my two cents here would be quarter two will be, again, quite a challenging quarter for Israel. But in way of growth, volume, market share, we will outshine everyone else. And amongst what is available in the market and the present situation, Israel results should be far better, is my reckoning. That's about your roofing. Let me come to Parador. So yeah, Parador, not relying exactly to your question, but giving an overall and far better, let's say, view on Parador. Let me first comment by saying that Parador made a sterling performance in many ways still a year before. I think we were going absolutely smooth in Parador in the year of our settling on acquisition and thereafter moving towards more customer aim in different parts. Till maybe the second quarter last financial year. Quarter one last financial year was a bumper performance by Parador, and that's making it even more worse to compare with the same quarter this year. However, last year we faced a material cost issue and an availability issue with CFLDF and all the concerns which I've already talked about in my earlier calls. By quarter four last year, or quarter one calendar year this year, I thought we have been able to address all of that, and therefore we made another very good quarter results in calendar year, first quarter this year, or Q4 last year. And everything seemed to be coming back, and we were again poised to ramp ourselves up. But came this geopolitical issue, Russia and Ukraine war. This definitely has created an inflationary pressure in all European countries, which has thrown open a new challenge for us in way of negative consumer sentiments. DIYs have dried out. Consumers are not spending enough for renovations as it stands today in Europe. They have gone with vengeance for vacations, and therefore they're spending for vacation has offset a lot of their savings. And we definitely see this market sentiment to continue to be weak, at least for another quarter or two. Your company is well aware of the current challenges being faced in ground and are taking bold steps to mitigate these by way of strategic customer acquisition, cost savings, efficiency enhancement, and selecting key products to be sold to stay up with the business. We are confident that as the situation eases, our growth profile and the overall fabric of getting turned out to 350-400 million in the next 3 to 4 years stays absolutely resounding. I hope I answered both your questions.
Sure. I mean, just one of the questions. In terms of profitability, did I...
I'm suddenly not able to hear you. If you can speak some closer a little bit.
Did you allude that Q2 might be a profitable quarter for Paridol, or did you mean that we should probably experience that by Q3 of the financial year?
So Q2 in Paridol is always a weak quarter, being summer, and this year it will be definitely challenging. Q3, I'm sure that situation will ease out in many ways because the material costs will start coming down as the inventory builds up or as the demands go down. And I'm very positive Q3 will be better.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. My best wishes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from Lano Shivan from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
So my question was on the building solutions business and specifically in the boards and panels part. So, sir, could you give some understanding on the industry structure and what are the growth rates that the industry is seeing? Because when I look at this particular business and when I read certain industry reports, what the sense that I get is that the industry is growing at say about early teens kind of growth rate. But when I look at the benefits of drywalling, the speed at which the building can be done, etc., one would expect a much faster clip in the growth rate. So sir, could you give some understanding on what's holding the growth rates back?
Shivam, you are absolutely right, and I compliment your business knowledge in the market. This is a segment which is showing up, and it's furthermore favorable for Israel because over the last couple of years, a lot of efforts have been made in pin code mapping, in heat maps, in the AI tools that we are using to map really where the activities are. And Tier 2, Tier 3 cities, we have actually migrated in many ways from the Tier 1 big customers to a lot of the small customers in the pockets of the country. And I can tell you that we are very, very upbeat on this segment as well as you are. Our constraint was capacity, and we had not invested enough in this particular business because the profitability of this business was always lower single digits, and somehow I was not convinced that we should park our capital here by investing more till 6 months back. So last 6 months, 8 months, you would have seen we have announced a new capacity in Orissa for both enhancement for panels and for AC block, which is our block business. So both we are augmenting our existing roofing line because about 4-5 months in the year they are hardly utilized, and we would make that capacity available for both. Panels, we are setting up a brand new facility. We were also planned to set up a brand new greenfield for blocks. But then came in, a huge cost pressure on steel and everything, and suddenly the project cost went to a different leg, which was absolutely uneconomical for us, and I paused, therefore, the placement of the new greenfield for AC block, and rather looked at alternative methods to still ramp up in East. You are aware that we have, for our blocks, we have four factories. One is in Jaisalmer, Haryana, one is in Golden, Gujarat, the other is in Hyderabad, and the fourth one is in Chennai. We didn't have anything in East, and therefore there was definitely a need to set up a block plant in East. The market in East is growing as well, and I think the market size in East is about 280,000 to 300,000 cubic meter. And amongst the best known people who are producing and a brand which is acceptable to consumers, Fast Build comes as number one. And therefore, it was a good deal that we have been able to see through. With Fast Build now coming to our family, we would immediately after closing, start doing top line and bottom line from this plant. In the process also, we would be able to take away one of our biggest competition in that zone, and therefore we'll be able to consolidate ourselves in this market. Fast Build as a brand is also known very well and accepted by some of the B2B customers, so that will help us immediately to ramp ourselves up. I think on a capacity front, they have 150,000 cubic meter. We have looked at the machine technology and everything, so we are well aware of lies ahead. They are using about 60% of the capacity at the moment, and I think we should be able to ramp that up. So overall, we are also increasing the capacities of our existing plants by automation and IoT 4.0. And let me assure you that we have committed to all of you that this business, which was about 270 a year before, and last year we were about 400 crore, will move to 750, 800 crore in the next 3 to 4 years. And I'm not committing we will do more acquisitions and M&A. I'm also not committing that we will pump in a lot of capex in this business, but I'm committing that the business will grow and we will look at alternative methods to grow this business profitably. Happy that we have been able to work hard and bring this profitably above 10% now. I think 41 was about 40% in this business. And I'm confident that, you know, with all cares and processes that we have augmented now, the business is sharp enough to deliver high profitability consistently for this business.
Okay. So you said 70 to 800 crores in the next few years. So when I look at the mix between AAC blocks and Bosch panels, what would it be? Currently, I think it would be 60-40. Would that be the same mix when you look at 700 to 800 crores of a top line?
Shivam, the only difference between maybe 4 years back and today is we have merged this business so meticulously that most of our plants now deliver all the products together. So there is a lot of commonality in cost structures and other things, which is helping both the businesses. So I would not be too conscious about this mix, though what you said, it should remain that way. I would rather be looking at overall growth in this business profitably.
Okay, and my last question regarding this business itself is that in the market, where is the is there reception from the retail home builder for products like the drywall solutions? Are you seeing that, or these get mainly used in commercial spaces or partitions?
So this is one business where I would stay away from a product sale and therefore a retail space. I would rather do a system sale, which I have declared about 2.5 years back. We have strengthened a very, very high quality technical team across the country to work with influencers, builders, and try and, you know, get our whole solution impacted in the project. And that's the way we would continue to do this. So we are getting a high margin by our connect with the customers and we want.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Could you hear me?
So I missed the last part.
We are continuing to build this business as a technology sale, as a system sale, and we will continue to do that. It will remain primarily a B2B for us as a strength.
Okay, but sir, you would be knowing the end use of the product, right? As in, is it going more into the commercial spaces or is it going more into the residential spaces? Do you have that kind of data?
Even this product can get into all these spaces. So it's all about creatively looking at different regions and the strength of growth coming through. And we are doing that through the heat map. So we are going into both commercial and residential as the need arises.
Okay, so I have one last question, if I may. Sir, we are getting into many products and segments. But in the pecking order of growth, and in where would the management bandwidth be focused mostly in, if you could share some sense?
Sivan, I'm very sorry I couldn't understand your question at all. I heard the management bandwidth. But what was
sorry to interrupt you, but can I request you to come in a better reception area, please?
Is it better?
No, sir. The audio is still not clear. Can I request you to rejoin the queue, please?
Is it now? If you can hear me?
Sir, slightly better.
Yeah. So, sir, my question was that we are getting into many segments, and in terms of management bandwidth and in the pecking order of those, where would the most amount of management bandwidth be focused on?
So, Shivan, each of the segments are babies which we want to varnish and grow. Therefore, it will be very difficult for us to pinpoint where our focus will be. But major growth you can expect will come from the polymer segment as well as from the Paragor. So a lot of that's an interesting segment to put a lot of energy and investment in, and we would continue to do that while continuing to strengthen our roofing and building materials, because they are evergreen and they are our solid profit providers, and we'll continue to do that. So management bandwidth is being widened, and that shouldn't come in between our growth profile.
Thank you very much, sir, for patiently answering my question. Thank you.
Thank you, participants. You may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of VB Rajesh from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on a good set of numbers too. My first question is regarding the VP business.
Can I request you to be slightly closer to the mic? My apologies, I'm not able to hear you well.
Is it better now?
Yeah, and can you be a bit slower and come to the mic a little more? Yes, so please go ahead, Rajesh.
Yeah, so my question was, in terms of VP business, I think you mentioned that there was some pricing weakness in Q1. So did we lose market share, or did we gain market share because of the pricing movement?
So in roofing, I mentioned, and I'm happy to repeat, we have gained market share in quarter one, and we are number one by far, big numbers to the next level.
Okay. So then, you know, why would a player which is much smaller try to undercut on the pricing? Do they have any more capacity, or is there a new player in the industry who has entered? If you can just give some color on that.
So, quarter one is the most potent quarter for roofing. Everyone knows that.
Right.
Prices in quarter one for roofing products are the highest in the year, and therefore everyone would try to make the best of it. And I can only emphasize that, you know, if you have not done well in your homework, you would have lost a bit of your market appreciation in April. We got April very solid behind us, and as the market demand did not show up to the extent that possibly everyone wanted it to be in the later part of May and June, there was a certain panic in the market, and that's what I alluded to. But HI maintained its posture, and we have been able to gain both market share and also done very well on our NSR.
Understood. Okay. The second question is regarding Paragol. I know you gave the commentary on the near term, but let's say beyond this year, what kind of growth do you expect from Paragol just on the organic business side by expanding in different geographies and in its core markets?
Sir, we are taking very, very active actions for growing this business. Our problem this quarter, that is quarter one, was because of a setback due to the geopolitical situation. I will repeat again, the sentiments are pretty low in Europe, in most of the countries in Europe, and we are seeing that in every way. So at the moment, therefore, the demands were muted. Summer are also the worst time in Europe from a demand perspective, and that is normal for every year. So let's wait for Q3 to come, and we are taking a good bit of action to ramp up our sales in UK, as I mentioned, with the new creation of a UK company in Paragol. China will also kick up. We are going to move very fast in Spain and in France and Switzerland. So these will be the countries that we'll be focusing specifically. three weeks, I have extensively, personally traveled in all these countries to have a first-hand view of our brand positioning, our marketing in so far as what we are doing, and how to foster Parador and what could be the levers for exciting Parador sales. I can tell you I stay bullish. Our entire fabric is to grow Parador to more than double of where it is today in the next 3 to 4 years, and we will completely move towards that direction.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Vora, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Morning, HRL team. Am I audible?
Yes, Amitji, you are audible. Please go ahead.
First of all, you have given a good heads up in the previous quarter of what is to come, so that has been really helpful to understand and make sure how things will be. I have few questions. One is on the roofing segment. I understand Q2, Q3 are softer, but just to understand, where is it on the raw material side? Is a competition facing some problems in terms of getting raw materials going forward from Kazakhstan and Russia? That's one. Second, pipes, what would be our utilization level and the loss that we have reported in the segment? Is it majorly from one of the segments, or we can assume that it is from both putty and pipes? The third question is on the new acquisition. Of course, you have shared that it is at 60% utilization and it is doing around 25 crores of sales. With HIL's efficiency, what is it that we can achieve in this year, financial year, post we completely take over in terms of profitability and any target in terms of ROC that we are looking at and what it is currently? Yeah, these are the three. Thank you very much.
We can spend the next whole day, Amitji, on all these questions. But thank you very much for your kind words. Very, very interesting and important questions. First of all, about the clarity of as we give, Amitji, this is your company. This is everyone of your company. So it is my job to be as transparent as possible to the extent we understand the business, and you will always hear that from us. Coming to your specific questions on roofing, I think, the raw material side, fiber, I heard from you that competitors are facing problems in fiber procurement. We are pretty safe on fiber procurement from where we buy. So Brazil is our major supplier, and I think there is absolutely no problem in getting the fiber. The costs have gone up immensely, and sea freights are the other bit which has not softened between Brazil and India, which is continuously posing headwinds for us. So raw material on fiber is our biggest element of cost enhancement that we are seeing, and it'll take some time for that to come under control. So quarter two also we will face that issue. Cement is a normal process. Every year, quarter one, it's a high cement price, which we have seen even higher than last year. And it's slightly softening, but it's nowhere closer to last year in quarter two as well. So raw material pressures will affect us in quarter two as well. But quarter two onwards, we will once again be, that is my appreciation on this. Whereas on the top line and on market share and on quantity, we go all out to secure ourselves far better than anyone else. That's on roofing. For polymer, yes, the capacity utilization is about 55 to 60% of this. And we are growing quarter on quarter, year on year. And I think quite satisfactory in the last 12 months the growth has been in order. We have brought in lots of SKUs today into this business and getting into newer markets. South and East have been the latest ventures that we have done, and from our top line, from our market presence, from our distributor connects and building that distribution network, I think we are absolutely there. Yes, PVC prices have caused a lot of problems to this market and in general also to the cost, because we have lost at least about 7 to 8 crores in the quarter
on account of lowering of PVC price, which was not anticipated to this level. There's a lot of learning that we are doing. Quarter two also will be rough, owing to a lot of material which are in sea, the costs will be hitting us once it lands. But we have taken some alternative routes now, and quarter three onwards we'll be able to stabilize this. On the new acquisition on Parkville, it's a very strategic acquisition that we have been able to do. We have been able to therefore compromise a potential big competitor who would have been in that region had we set up a greenfield. And we have got a fantastic brand and a good quality product through this acquisition. And also from day one, we will make top line and bottom line contributions in this business. So they do about 25 crore top line. They are about 4 crore plus EBITDA at the present level. But as I said, they utilize their capacity to about 90% or 60%. So there's a good room for us to evolve this business up, improve this business up in both top line and bottom line, which we will do. Calculations on ROC, it's too early to predict, but I would assume 15-20% in the first year and then more forward.
Okay. 4 crores EBITDA is what I heard it. Is that correct?
Yes, they are at 4.5-5 crore roughly on an annualized basis in the present scale that they are operating.
At 60% utilization, so there is definitely room for the HIL's efficiency and your leadership. We can just definitely take that up.
Again, thanks for your faith.
Yeah, just one question, if I may squeeze through, is the UK subsidiary that we have set up there for Parador, is it in same line the way we have done it for China JV, or how is it? What is the rationale? And one more thing is the rationale for that. That's it, and then I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you. Again, a good question. So first, let me explain the rationale and then how that JV has been conceived. So the rationale is UK we see as a very, very good market for us. It's a market which favors, the last leg brand, and Parador can have a very, very fruitful business. We do about 3 to 4 million euro business in Europe historically, which has grown to almost about 6-7 million in the last 1 year. And we are hoping that this business will grow further in Europe. The reason for setting up UK subsidiary is because with Brexit there were tremendous problems in way of documentation and material movement and clearances, and customers there are used to overnight delivery of products, and there are no big manufacturers of flooring in UK, so everyone basically sells from Europe and America into UK. So we wanted to have a lead there by setting up our own inventory warehouse, so this will be 100% Parador company, so there won't be a JV there. We will set up our own sales team. In fact, we have a small team which we will improve further and utilize our base and our local company to channelize customer demand in UK.
Wonderful. That's a detailed explanation. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue. I have a few more. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
And the investment in UK will be far lesser than 100 million. So it will not, 100,000 will not be at all a big investment.
Great. All the best. I will join back.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vineet Shah from Shah Group. Please go ahead.
Hello. I want to ask regarding the outlook on the pipe solutions. Basically, in the market, such as aggressive players such as Astral and Apollo, which has a great distribution already set in place, what is the right to win in that particular segment? And can you please share about any capex plan in this segment?
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Pipes business is a very interesting business. There are big pipes, as we say there, and then there are lots of smaller players. The rationale of our huge momentum in pipes is because, first of all, it's a big market. the market is driven by three big pillars. One, a good quality product. Number two, a great spread in the market, so retail presence. And number three, the brand. So unlike any other product, this one is a brand push or brand pull business. So we have all three, and over the months and years, we have developed ourselves to be on top of all three. So we have the best product in the market on quality if compared with the likes of Ashirvad, who are the number one quality players in the market. Number two is we are gaining strength in our retail and distributor network. So every month there are goals to be achieved. Are you all able to hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's the second part of it. And third is, of course, there is no Birla brand of pipes, and that has a good pull into the market. So all of these are helping us to grow this market. We are moving now in a big way into B2B. Earlier it was only B2C. Earlier it was only north and west. Now we are moving into south and east of the country. So we are well on course to make this a big story.
Okay, and then any plans regarding your future capacities?
At the moment, as I said, our capex utilization is 55-60%. There's good room to grow there. But we don't have any facility in East. We will definitely be conscious of that and see what to do about it, because otherwise the freight could be killing sending the products from either our Golden factory or from Faridabad factory. So that we are conscious of that. We have not taken a call on an immediate capex in a big term. There will be small capex that we utilize for new SKU molds, etc., but in a big way, we haven't yet taken a call.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Avakis Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. First couple of questions, just from a data perspective, if you can give the volume and value growth we know, but volume growth for the roofing as well as the Paradol business for 1Q.
Nikhilji, Paradol volume will be a very, very difficult one because there are too many SKUs of different varieties. I can only say that we have de-grown on sales in quarter one on Paradol because we had an extremely good quarter one last year. In volume terms for roofing, we have grown by 6% over last year. And for last year, quarter one was a very, very high volume game for roofing where we had crossed 350,000 metric tons. So growing over that was a very big target, and we have been able to achieve that.
And so when we say that we gained 1% market share, so then is it fair to assume that the industry might have grown at 3-4% or 4-5% sort of levels in this particular quarter?
Industry would have grown by about 3-4%, you're absolutely right, and we have grown by 6%.
Understood, sir. And just secondly, sir, once again harping on this pipes part, but I think you mentioned 6-7 crores. Should we take that as the inventory loss for the PVC because of the
price? Take that as inventory loss, and there'll be some more losses in Q2, which is pre-booked because the price at which we have ordered already for international circuit and the materials are on sea will land in quarter two, or is already landing in quarter two. So there will be some more losses in quarter two, but we will put a cap to that and look forward to a better quarter three, yes.
And I believe that 70-80% of the RM raw material we import in PVC resins, right?
Yes, sir. It is again, depending on the posture we take, yes, we have gone a little bit wrong, and that's where the losses are coming through, and we could not anticipate it such a steep PVC price reduction by Reliance. That has hit us under the belt. We will be much more focused on this going forward.
And sir, in general, for pipes, we generally keep a raw material inventory of 30-40 days?
We have a little more than that because A, there are quite a few new SKUs which are coming through. B, The shipping itself is 45 to 60 days. So, it's slightly more than that.
Understood, sir. And just last question from my end. If you could just, I know it's very difficult time right now, and you already called out that 2Q would be weak. But from a full year perspective, is it possible that we might be able to grow on a top line and still be able to maintain our margins on EBITDA level for FY23?
So Q2, no. A very clear answer. Q2, we will weaken on profitability. The growth, of course, will continue. So we will grow on top line. And that's a commitment that I've made already. Q2 will be weak on bottom line. I'm conscious that Q3 we will have to come back, and Q4 definitely will be far better. So that's all I think there.
Understood, sir. So just lastly, because you mentioned about the RM inflation still having an impact, is it still very difficult to take price hikes in the market right now to sort of pass on this RM cost?
It will be the price rise for, let's talk of segment by segment. So for roofing, the price rise time was Q1, and we did quite a bit there. But we could not pass on the entire cost price. So we did approximately half of the cost price we could pass on, and half of it has therefore eaten into our profitability. Quarter two is not a time for price rise, because normally there is a split in price by about 4-5% in quarter two. That happens over quarter one. As the demands come down with the rain, that's typical of the 5-8 order of roofing. We are trying to hold to our price of June as much as possible. So we are trying to play a little different game. But again, it all depends on how the competitive market in this landscape phases out. If we see them really going mad on prices, then sometime while we are leaders on prices, we will have to take a bit. So I don't think price rise over quarter one is even a fair expectation for roofing. On building materials, yes, definitely. We have low capacity because we are 100% up there, and therefore we will be very, very conscious to see how to increase the prices for building materials. I would say the entire cost rise of materials and building materials would be passed on, so far as we are concerned. On polymer, it's always a pass on as the PVC prices goes down. So those have to be done. But polymer, when the PVC price goes down, it hits us in three ways. One, the sentiment in the market goes down because no primary stocking happens. We are expecting a new price to be declared, which will be lower than this. So the demands go down. Number two, we are hit on whatever inventory that are there at the moment in hand. And also point number three, we are hit on inventories that are on ship. So that's what happens when the PVC price will go up, then the market will have a positive sentiment, and then situation will be reversed. So that's, did I answer your question, Nikhilji?
Yes, I'm on Paridol as well, so you could just...
So Paridol, there has been 100% cost rise on key raw materials like HDF, etc. over the last 1 year. We are now seeing that with summers, as the demand are coming down, we are seeing that we would be able to bring back some of the costs, though they are still significantly higher. But we'll have to see really how the gas and energy prices and its implication on raw material suppliers pan out. We are keeping a very, very close look on that. But selling prices are also weakening in Europe because the demands are weakening, and therefore it's a double-edged sword that we are at the moment in. But the team has already gathered speed in recognizing these risks, and there is a very, very clear charter on risk mitigation that we are doing, and therefore we will be far better than our competitors in roofing, I can tell you that, while we will lament a little bit still in the next 1 or 2 quarters.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering all my questions. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you, Nikhil. We really need it.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Satish Kumar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good morning. I'm Dirijay. Congratulations to Shil team for his strong performance in another challenging quarter. And my first question, in annual report, you mentioned we are entering construction chemicals next financial year. So what are the products we are looking and can you give us some details? Second question, are we manufacturing GFRG panels? If not, do we have any plan to enter into that market? Thank you.
Thank you. Prateekji, we had already talked about our entire blueprint of 1 billion, or let's say 7,000 crore by 2026, where roofing will achieve, where building materials will achieve, where polymers and where flooring will be. There was always a delta of 1,500, 2,700 crore, which had to be brought in to other verticals. We have canvassed the entire market. We have looked at various products which are complementary, which can be through the same route to market, and construction chemicals came out to be the best amongst all that we have been able to view. Of course, paints was another big thing, but paint needed a huge investment, and at the moment we have decided to go for construction chemicals. Now, construction chemicals would be consisting of waterproofing solutions, tile adhesives, primer, distemper, and many such products. So, so this is an interesting business because it's a brand play. And, you know, a lot of things there are where there is a consumer pull to brand, and we would be able to bring in Birla, therefore, very constructively there. Second is, it has a huge route to market, you know, sensitivity, and with so many retail spots that we have, about 26,000 active retail spots that we have around the country, we will expand that further. I told you last time, we will grow this to about 100,000 in the next year or two. Aggressive work is going on there. On your question on whether we will be investing in our own manufacturing, at the moment we are testing the market through outsourcing, and it's working well. Our target for construction chemical in the first year itself is 25 crore organically, which we will do. If we are able to look and find a company which gives us the recipes for many more SKUs that are needed here. Construction chemical needs about 150 SKUs, if not more. So R&D is working aggressively towards these. We have in home now about 40-45 SKUs. So so the rationale of buying a company, M&A would come with acquiring more SKUs, and we are on the look for that. But at the moment, we are growing, we are doing roughly about a crore plus every month already in the last three, four months, and we are hoping that, you know, we will be able to grow to at least a 300 crore to 500 crore business in the next 5 years' time.
Thank you. So another question about the GFRG panels. So are we manufacturing now?
Sorry, your question?
GFRG panels. Are we manufacturing GFRG panels?
I am unable to answer this question, sir. Would request you to send us an email, we will get back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Satish.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Alisha Mavla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, ma'am. If you can be a bit louder, it will only help.
Thank you. Hope this is better. Just needs a clarification with respect to our building solutions segment. We were setting up some capacity in the east, and I know we've done an acquisition now. So, is that capacity come on board? Is it scrapped? What is the status? If you could just share that.
Thank you. So, we had three projects in east for which 82 crores of traffic was approved by all of you. One was to enhance our roofing manufacturing facility to make non-asbestos boards there. And I think that facility will come on board in the next 2 months' time. The second one was to have a complete brand new greenfield project for making panels,
The facing sheet will go from this roofing manufacturing capacity, and then we will do the sandwich and we will finally make the panel. So that particular facility is coming up on speed. I think by the quarter four, we will be able to start commercially in that. And the third one is blocks. And that facility, you know, we decided to deter through a green field and have rather gone for an M&A there, acquired the assets and business of Fasto. So as soon as we are able to complete this deal, the closing should be faster than 60 days, and thereafter the facility will be with us for both top line and bottom line.
So for the current year, except the capacity that you have at Fastville, there is no incremental capacity to grow this segment because the panels is coming towards the end of the year.
So I would have already seen that business has grown in quarter one, and it has also grown last quarter, that is quarter four. The business will continue to grow, and the reason to grow is we are not only dependent on Orissa capacity estimation. We are also looking at increasing our own capacity for panels and for blocks and for boards in the present capacities that we have across the country. So we have, as I already talked about, four block plants that are already there. We have two panel manufacturing facilities, one in Hyderabad and one in Faridabad. And we have two boards manufacturing facilities, one in Faridabad and one in Hyderabad. So all of that is going through additional capacity increase by automation and also IoT 4.0. So therefore, we will continue to expand the facilities, of course, through automation and look at inorganic, that's in East, which we have already completed, and thereafter there will be outsourcing that we will do. So we are continuously in touch with companies from whom we can have our quality products made by our quality infusion and do our contract manufacturing. So all of that is going to help.
So, and except the 82 crores, there's no other capex that you're planning for the current year?
So there is other capex. There are maintenance capex that we have, which is ongoing. I think this year we will do about 150 crore capex in India. And yes, so that's very much was declared earlier also, and we continue to
So, and just one last question. In the flooring, the Paisa business, if you can just get the geographical split, how much is coming from Germany and then from other geographies?
So Germany and Austria contributes about 50% of the 55% of the business. The rest comes from outside. There was a halt to the outside business because of COVID. So we have now concentrated a lot in the European countries because it's easy for materials shifting as well as the brand realization. So we are looking at Spain, France, Switzerland and UK, to be very specific, as the four major locations within Europe. While our hopes in China still continue, because that's a big market, you are aware that COVID is not allowing travel into China and there are a lot of restrictions, so I'm hoping that gets eased out very soon. I'm sure we will be able to get good markets out of the other European countries also to expand our growth.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Marshall, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning. Am I audible, Mr. Guru?
Hello.
Yes. See, my question is majorly on the strategy and that how are we going to execute the strategy? Since we said that for Parado, we are going to have a target of achieving $400 million turnover. Currently, we are only at $200 million only. So, this is not going to be achieved by just in oblique way. I know that this year we have incorporated a new company in UK. So, my question is that how much turnover we are expecting from the UK, number one? and then to leapfrog from 200 million to 400 million, which other market are we trying to enter? Do we already, are we already covering the entire EU region? Number two, are we also planning to enter into some CIS country, or you can say SYUSAR country, because the brand Germany is very, like, you know, like, you can say very coveted, or like, it has a good image in the CIS and the S1 country. So can you please give some more, like, not in general, but a little bit specific data in next 3 to 4 years, how are we, that what are the major milestones and how are you going to execute it to leapfrog from 200 million to 400 million dollars for Terrano?
Thank you very much. Again, a very good question, and I can take hours to explain this, but let me be brief. We are very, very clear on how we wish to grow in Terrano. So it's not just a dream. It's something that we are putting into practice since last almost 1.5, 2 years. We have got a bit of a jolt in this growth process owing to first COVID, where travels were hugely restricted, and thereafter came in the material crisis last year and now the geopolitical. But that's not broken our intention to grow at all. 140 million was Paragon when we bought it about 2 years back. We have come to 190 million at the moment, not 200. And we will grow to 350 million, not in excess of 400, I said 350 to 400. That's our goal. And that we will achieve. So in order to achieve that, what we are going to do is expand Paragon operations first by sales, and then we look at manufacturing. The sales into Spain as our most important countries, France, Switzerland, and United Kingdom. These are the four around Germany that we will expand to. Other than this, there will be China, and we will look at United States. So this is how the lead will be for expansion that we have planned. And what we are doing is we are setting up joint ventures or our own subsidiaries in them one by one and then trying to grow. It's far easier to immediately invest a big sum at an M&A and grow, but that's not the route we will follow because that's a lot of capex and a lot of money that we don't want to take that kind of a route in a hurry. So we are doing it in a very systematic but planned manner. Paragon, when it went into China after we took over Paragon, we have only invested 150 million euro into China, and the JV was created where we have a 50% stake there. China is a very big middle class consumer base, and they look for European brands. So I'm conscious that, you know, as COVID relaxes there, we are going to once again have a very good ramp up from China. My estimate is China will give at least 30-40 million growth trajectory for the top line. Then we will look at all these countries that we are looking at one by one. We are trying to go into them. Our capacities in manufacturing for what we have in Germany and Austria will lead to roughly about 250 to 60 million euro. And beyond that, we will need new capacities. That's products that are contemporary around flooring, so that we are able to have a packaging of products rather than only the flooring that Paragon maintains. So all of that is being looked at as we speak to grow this.
And are we also planning to enter the Scandinavian countries and Netherlands, or for example Poland or Czech Republic, which are the neighboring countries of Germany and Austria?
So the Netherlands and the Scandinavian countries, we are very much there. We supply to 80 countries out of Paragon. And definitely the Scandinavian countries are very much there. We do about close to about 4 million turnover there, 3 to 4 million turnover, as I can hear. Yeah, 3 to 4 million turnover. They are primarily wood products, so the engineered wood is what they buy. The margins is low there for specific reasons in that market. The margins are low. Therefore, that's not our priority country. And when we expand, we are not going to make sales growth in a big way into that country.
And sir, like on the overall target, you mentioned that by 2026, we plan to have the turnover of about $1 billion. Currently, we are at $500 million. So, like you have, like nicely explained about the parallels, can you please also give the similar, your strategic view, milestone, which you want to achieve and execute to increase our overall turnover from $500 million to $1 billion, say, by the next 4 years for the other three sectors?
Sure. So, roofing is presently around 950 crores. We will grow roofing to roughly about 1,400 crores, 1,500 crores. That's my aspiration. How that will be grown is A, asbestos roofing, B, non-asbestos roofing, and third, we are also creatively looking at other products that can be sold through those routes to grow that market. Your building materials, which is at the moment at about 400 crores, will grow to about 700, 750 crores, mostly by outsourcing because CapEx being plugged into that business will be restricted. More because the effective term is 1:1, 1:1.2 in that business. So so that's that. Polymer will grow to about 1,500 crore from 500 crore what we are today. And that will be Pushki and Vice together. And Paradol will be 350 million euro. And then the balance will come from additional verticals. Construction chemical will be one. And then we are keeping our eyes and ears open for what next to do.
Mm-hmm. And sir, are you also planning to loan some product like when it's a construction chemical, like, you know, something adhesive and all those things, because it also has a very good synergy with our existing business and which is, has a good, you can say, good margin also.
Yes, construction chemicals will be a broad basket. And once we are able to figure out our route to market very well, that's exactly what we have started from April. And that's how the announcement was also made. We will be absolutely dropping that basket. And everything that is favorable in that business will be done. It's a brand full business. It's a very, very good profitable business. I think I'm upbeat on that.
And sir, this is plywood business. All the companies in the plywood sector are doing fantastically. You can have all listed company numbers, and so can we also plan to have, you know, like some feasibility study, like just a technical study to take that should we also have a foray in the plywood sector? Because I can see all the 3-4 listed companies are doing fantastically and they are doing the expansion and, you know, all the market getting consumed because, as you know, that like this, all this housing sector is booming. So if housing is booming, plywood also, plywood sales will also get, take off there. So are we considering some sort of new vertical?
Thank you for your input, sir. Let me just once again relook at, but we had looked at HDF-NDF earlier and we had found that it needs very high investment and it's B2B primarily supplying to OEMs. And while I completely accept last 1 year has been bumper for these companies, but historically, they haven't been doing well, and last 1 year, if that's a trend for future, we will be attracted to it. I have not seen that last for too long. So, again, it's a matter of assessment. I would love to talk to you separately to get your views on this, but let me look at my work once again.
Thank you. Marshall, sorry to interrupt you. May I request you to please come back in the question queue for a follow-up question?
Is the last question, my dear. Sir, polymer business was in loss in Q1. So, what about like this AI's perspective for the Q2? Do you will we get the benefit of this reduction in the price of RM?
Well, I have already mentioned and I'm happy to receive that for polymer, we are in a little bit of a messy ground. Q1 has been bad on profits. Q2 will also continue to be bad on profits, but we are going to return from Q3.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. You've been fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Satish Kumar from Intraday Capital. Please go ahead. Satish, sorry to interrupt, we are not able to hear you.
Okay. I'm unable to hear you.
Hope it is clear now, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so I was asking regarding Paradol.
Do we say that the worst of the margins is behind us, or still there is some pain to go?
Give me one more quarter to answer that question, sir. We are still evaluating how this war is going to pan out and what kind of bend it leaves behind to us. There's lots of concern in Europe at the moment on demand, on inflation. I don't think I have an answer very ready for you. We are completely ready for all that we have to face there as a team, but I don't think everything is behind us yet.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question.
I think let's take the last question if there is any, and we are happy to come back to the investor calls.
So we don't have anyone in the question queue. Would like to make any closing comments?
And we can end the discussion if you wish. So thank you. Thank you very much, everyone, for this wonderful interaction. I hope I've been able to clarify your concerns, and I hope I've been able to transparently paint the picture of what we are going through at the moment. There are very good stands taken by your organization towards our 1 billion goal, and I can only assure you the fabric is absolutely intact. There are concerns that we are facing on profitability, which we will find a way around and deliver positively to you. We value your continued interest and support. If you have any further questions or would like to know anything more about your company, kindly reach out to investor relations desk. You all, bye-bye.
Thank you very much. On behalf of HR Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.